This is KUT. The Texas legislature gaveled in this week to kick off 140 days of press conferences, hearings, debates, and votes on new legislation. But while that action begins to ramp up, another major political pastime is on hold. Lawmakers are not allowed to raise campaign cash during the legislative session, but as KUT's Ben Philpott reports, that didn't stop the state's top officials from letting potential opponents know how much money they have in the bank.
In a small and very packed room in downtown Austin on Monday, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick held a press conference, not to talk about legislation or the impending session, but to talk about the 2018 elections. Most of it focused on his absolute denial that he'd run against Governor Greg Abbott. But he also saved some time to brag.
We have over $13.6 million on hand. We've raised close to $5 million just since the last report. We have more money on hand in the bank, and we have raised more money, to my knowledge, than any lieutenant governor in the history of Texas.
Later in the week, Governor Greg Abbott released his own campaign haul, more than $34 million cash on hand after raising $9 million during the last 6 months.
That's such a large amount of money that anybody who even remotely might consider running, that's enough to scare them away.
That's Mark Jones. He's a political science fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute. He says the first race Abbott and Patrick want to affect is the GOP primary. And their war chests certainly make a statement. Don't even try it. Race number two, the general election. Sure, in Texas, that's usually not much of a race, but it's still important for Democrats down ballot to have some kind of candidate at the top. Since Democrats already start with a disadvantage at the ballot box, starting behind at the bank,
there's going to be one more impediment to Democrats as they try to go out and recruit a quality candidate to compete against Abbott, at least to keep it the race competitive to help down ballot races.
And making sure any potential opponents know just how hard it will be is especially important over the next 140 days, since Abbott, Patrick, and all legislative offices can't raise money during the legislative session. Ben Philpott, KUT News.